It is time for us to take a look at sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club at Robin Hood Radio. And once again, it's time to bring in Mike Cossey. So how about the Red Sox losing to the worst team in baseball?
They played the Orioles?
Yep, and they lost.
Well, the Yankees lost two to them, too, so, you know. Well, what are you going to do?
The Orioles are getting better.
Yeah, they're getting better.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah, they're getting better.
Hey, we were talking about Ted Williams the other day, and Amy Schuchat reminded me that there's a great special on PBS about Ted Williams. And it even includes a section about his head being, you know, removed from his body when he's in cryogenic space.
Son's stupidity.
Unbelievable. Oh, well. Yeah, enough of that. But she wanted me to remind you about that, sir, just because we were talking about Ted Williams.
Okay.
So you're reminded about that TV show.
All right.
All right. With that being said, where do you want to go, first of all?
The state of baseball.
Pretty bad.
Can I say the word that sounds like duck?
No.
That stinks. All right. I was watching the Phillies-Dodgers game last night, which was a pretty good game as far as games go. 16 innings. They ran out of pitchers. They ran out of pitchers. Huh? 17 pitchers were used in this game yesterday. 9 by the Dodgers, 8 by the Phillies, and then the Dodgers brought in an infielder to pitch the 16th inning. He got one out. He gave up 2 walks and a 3-run bomb. So why did you even bother to play the game?
Well, you know, Mike, you bring that up, but that happened to Milwaukee the other day.
This is the result of the idiotic managing and idiotic pitching moves that these guys make, where they have a pitcher an inning, sometimes a pitcher a batter. They've had pitchers for a batter for years.
Yeah.
But the closers and the relievers pitched more than one inning.
They pitched at least,
you had a guy come in, a lefty pitch to Ortiz, or even going further back, you have a lefty come in to pitch to your best lefty batter on your team that could end the game with one swing, and then he'd go sit down. But then the next guy that came in pitched an inning in 2/3 or 2 innings. There's no excuse in Major League Baseball to run out of pitchers.
Yeah.
You can't. I could see it happening in Little League. You can't have this happen in the major leagues. You can't do it. I just don't understand what the heck's going on in Major League Baseball today. And to say, oh, well, we ran out of pitchers, so we're going to let him pitch, it just throws the game away. Mm-hmm. It just throws the game away. So all of the effort and everything that everybody did, you're just putting up the white flag and saying, we quit, we give up.
How about Tanaka? He went for a full game.
Tanaka pitched a good game last night. Yeah. He went all 9 innings.
Kept the ball down.
He pitched good. He changed speeds a lot. Yeah. He had the Tampa Bay team fishing for pitches out of the strike zone. And he pitched a good game. He pitched a real good game. And speaking about good games, the last two nights, the Cardinals had no hitters going into the 6th and 7th inning the last 2 days with new players. The first night where this kid, his last name was Ponce de Leon, he went 7. They took him out because he threw about 110 pitches, and their crack relief course promptly lost the game. So, and then yesterday they wound up going 11 innings because they took out whoever was pitching a no-hitter again yesterday, and they wound up winning this game 4-2, but you had to go 11 innings with this one yesterday. Baseball's in a bad state of affairs. They think that the key to winning baseball games is to pitch 5 and 6 relief pitchers a game, and you're going to win your game that way. That's not the way to win baseball games. The way you win baseball games is the way the Yankees won the game last night, where you had Tanaka getting people out, and you keep sending them out there getting people out, because as long as you're getting people out, you don't need anybody else to get people out. If you're doing the job, you get the job done. Just like what I heard with my pitching coaches and everything, how you feel? I'm a little bit tired. All right, well, you go out there, and if you get a guy or two on, we'll take you out. And next thing you know, you're sitting back in the dugout again because nobody else got on, because you're hitting your spots and you're making the ball move and you're getting people out. That's the name of the game in baseball, is getting people out. And as long as you're getting people out, you shouldn't come out of a game. I don't care who you are, a rookie, a veteran, as long as you're getting people out, you continue to pitch. I saw a stat the other day. It was one of those things that you see today in sports history. It was the Phillies playing the Mets. I think it was in 1965. And speaking of 16-inning ball games, both pitchers pitched 15 innings. Both pitchers pitched 15 innings. You hear that, folks? They didn't die. They didn't have to go into a crematorium. They both pitched 15 innings, and they went on with their lives. The entire psyche of baseball has to be changed. And if not, this game's going to get ruined, just like football's been ruined.
Yeah, I remember when that All-Star game, they ran out of pitchers.
Well, in an All-Star game, I can understand it, because you want to try to get everybody into the game. You want to get everybody an inning. It's a showcase type of thing. That's why when they had it for X amount of years, that the All-Star game was the determinant for who hosts the World Series, was the biggest calamity in the world. The All-Star game is a showcase, and you want to get all your pitchers into a game. You want them, even if they only throw to one or two batters, because you want to clear your bench. The people are paying to see these guys play in a meaningless game, and that's what you should do. But when you have a regular season baseball game and you run out of pitchers, something's wrong. And like you said, it happened the other day with Milwaukee. It happened last night with the Dodgers. Something's wrong with this game when you're running out of pitchers. And you have, it was the only time you ever seen a position player pitching in a baseball game was when somebody was getting destroyed, and you didn't want to waste an arm in this game. Now you're going to them out of necessity because you burned out your bullpen.
Now, do you remember? I don't know if you're probably not old enough to remember this. When the Yankees were really horrible, you know, Al Kaline.
I remember in the 60s.
Al Kaline. Remember when he was with the Yankees?
No, Al Kaline never played for the Yankees. He played for the Tigers.
No, I'm telling you, he played.
Al Kaline never played for the Yankees.
There was some Detroit Pitt player that was a good player that came to play for the Yankees, and the Yankees were losing like 14-0, and they bought him in. He was an outfielder to pitch, and he pitched the last three innings.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he pitched the last three innings, and I know he was from Detroit. I thought it was Al Kaline in the end of his career.
Al Kaline played 21 years for nobody but the Tigers.
Let's see that. Came in for Yankees to pitch. See if I can Google it.
I'm not saying you're wrong, but no. It just wasn't Al Kaline.
I'm going to find it out and find out who it was.
Find out. I'd be interested to know who it was.
Yeah. It was a long time ago. That's why I don't remember it.
Yankees in those years, the Yankees were awful, and they had more pigeons in the stadium than people. With Joe Pepitone, Horace Clark, Gene Michael, and who was the third baseman? Danny Cater. That was your infield.
You know what was fun? Joe Pepitone came to Dietz Stadium in Kingston, New York. When I was there, he was retired many, many years, and he came and he did a hitting demonstration. Okay, and at the end of it, they talked him into trying to hit a home run into a park which was way behind Dietz Stadium. They gave him like 10 pitches, and he actually did hit one of them into the park. He was a great guy.
I'll tell you a funny story. My father was a big-time Yankee fan. He wrote Joe Pepitone a letter telling him how he was a disgrace to the Italian people because he used a hairdryer.
That's right. That's what he did.
True story.
He was the first one.
Oh, he wrote him a scalding letter. I remember it. I was a little boy, but I remember that. Pretty funny stuff.
All right. Well, I'm going to Google that and find out who it was and let you know tomorrow.
So, going into the next story, the Yankees pick up Zach Britton from the Orioles.
I have no idea why.
Maybe somebody's hurt. I don't know, because now you got Britton and Chapman and Betances and Robertson. That's four. That's four. So are the Yankees going to go to the Tampa Bay nine pitcher a game rotation? Is that what the Yankees are looking for? Oh my God!
Rocky Colavito.
Rocky Colavito played for the Indians.
Rocky Colavito came in and pitched. That's who it was.
He played for the Indians. I remember him.
Rocky Colavito.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Yes, I don't understand the move for Britton. I really don't understand it. If there's one thing the Yankees don't need, it's relief pitching.
Maybe they're getting ready to move
somebody. Unless they're going to make a deal for him to get a starter. I don't know.
I was going to say, maybe they're going to move a couple of people out of the pen. Who knows?
No, I don't think they're going to move a couple because the way that that Boone goes through pitchers, it's like somebody with the flu and Kleenexes. So we'll see how that goes. But it makes no sense to me to get Britton.
Right.
I really don't understand that move.
All right, very quickly, anything for Saratoga, or you just want to stay out of it because of the rain today?
I'll take a shot. I mean, I'm doing it purely for the rain, and there's a horse in the sixth race that's a slop-loving fool, and he's undefeated at Saratoga, 2-for-2 at Saratoga, 3-for-5 in the slop. It's in the sixth race. It's the rail horse. Play Unified is the horse that I'm going to use in the slop today. Caveat emptor, though, because he's got the rail. It's if you had Saratoga today, my condolences, because it's not the place to be today.
All right, we'll check with you tomorrow, Mike.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning. Coming up next.